This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today is February 5th, 2010. I'm going to talk to you about a message, I call it, But First. And that's in regards to the things that have to happen first, prior to the second coming of Jesus Christ. For over 2,000 years, people of God have longed for the coming of the Lord, because he said he would return in like manner that he left, with salvation and deliverance, and to set up a kingdom that has no end. There's been people that hate God and despise the coming of the Lord. That would be the last thing they'd want to see. And there's those that are religious, that are very indifferent, could care less. They don't think the Lord will ever come back. In fact, even though the scriptures are being fulfilled in their day, the things that Jesus and the prophets, the apostles told us would take place prior to the coming of the Lord, they say, that's just like it always was. Since our forefathers, my grandparents, were the forefathers of the faith or through the centuries, nothing new. But see, this is what we're told. Prior to the coming of the Lord, there'll be an apostasy, a falling away, people departing from their faith in Jesus Christ. They may go into the occult, they may go into the world, they may even follow the religious world in religion, a form of religion, but denying the power of a godly life because they lose sight of the Lord. When Apostle Paul was writing to the Thessalonians in the second letter, chapter 2, he was talking to them. He was telling them because they were afraid that they had missed the coming of the Lord. And he was telling them, don't be deceived by any means, for that day will not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. But first, there'll be a falling away, ladies and gentlemen. People by the groves abandoning their faith. You know, and there's many different forms, shapes, sizes, sounds of apostasy. But it all starts from the heart, falling away, growing cold, growing indifferent to the Lord. Because the Lord's a real person. He's not a computer. He's not a statue. You know, he has eyes, he sees. He has ears, he hears. And he has a mouth and he talks, even today. And those that love him are called, commanded to hear his voice. A lot of people talk about the end times. Some people even think there's going to be this one wonderful world revival where people just come to the Lord. All the land is filled with churches and everything's wonderful. But is that what the Lord has taught? No. In Luke 18:8, listen to this. These are the words of Jesus. I tell you, bless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? Imagine that. Here's Jesus Christ, before he's even been crucified for the sins of the world, looking out into the eons in the future, prior to his coming, again, the second time, wondering, will there even be faith? Will he find faith? There's going to be few, ladies and gentlemen. We know this by the scripture, because it's a very straight and narrow way that leads to life. And because it is so narrow and restricted, very few find it. But it's a broad way, a wide gate that leads to destruction. Many thereby enter into it and are destroyed. God has called us to walk in Jesus Christ. He is our life. He is your Lord. And we love him. But we must recognize in these days the warnings that the scriptures give us about falling away, growing cold, letting our hearts be overtaken by things. Jesus one time said, take heed. Don't let your heart be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life and that day come upon you unawares. Think about that. We have the scriptures. We have an outline of what events will take place, what the environment is like in the earth. And you can compare what's happening in your world with comparing it with what's scripture. But there's a danger. By living a certain kind of life, will desensitize you to that reality of his coming. In Mark chapter 4, Jesus was talking about the parable of the sower and the seed. The word of God is that seed, and our heart is like soil. And there's many that it grows, the seed of the word of God will grow for a short time, But for the sun to scorch it, because he didn't understand. And Jesus explained, Satan steals the word. Or the fowls of the air steal the seed. Or the weeds, the tares grow in the heart and choke the word and it becomes unfruitful. And these are the cares of life. And then there are some that have an open heart to God and they'll bear fruit 160 or 30-fold. And this is what you want to be. The people that Jesus warned about, they that are stone and stony, the word of God is sown in stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, but have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterwards, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they're offended. That means they give up. I want you to consider Matthew chapter 24. When Jesus was asked by his disciples, tell us about when will these things happen? When Jesus was talking about the destruction of Jerusalem, not one stone being upon another, this disciple asked Jesus, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And Jesus opened his mouth. And the first thing he talked about is, take heed that no one deceive you. Deception is a major factor in the last days. In this chapter, Matthew 24, you're going to see it several times repeated. False Christ, false prophets, deception, deceiving, and being deceived. Many will come in my name, Jesus said, saying, I'm Christ, and shall deceive many. You're going to hear of wars and rumors of wars. Don't be troubled. All these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Nations shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. This is the environment of the last days. People are going to give up their faith in Jesus Christ. They may be religious, but as the Lord said earlier, they have no root in themselves. They're not deeply committed. They're not deeply transformed. Jesus Christ is not their Lord, truly, from the depths of their heart. And they'll give up and then betray others that follow the Lord. Many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Because iniquity increases, the love of many will become cold. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. The coming of the Lord is drawing near. There's apostasy first will take place, ladies and gentlemen. And as I said, there's many different types of apostasy. But it all begins from a callous, indifferent heart. Love the Lord. Commit your way to him. Let him be your teacher. In the writings of Hebrews, chapter 5, verse 12, this is what the writer of the letter of Hebrews wrote. Listen, for when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again what the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a babe. Now, this is the contrast. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, mature. Even those by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. It's not enough just to have a heady knowledge of the Lord in your mind or know the Bible in your head. This scripture is telling you that by reason of use, you have spiritual discernment, perception, the ability to discern good and evil. Real from false, true from error. I call on you to grow in the Lord, to learn of the Lord. Let him be your teacher. You want to have faith. You want to be strong. And you want to not be believing the lies that are coming. Because the apostasy will surely come. It is here. And the man of sin is coming.